Okay, so I'm going to answer some more listener questions about the Freud Institute. And here they are. So the first question is from Christian Miranda. What are some of the most common and unfounded misconceptions about psychoanalysis, and why do you believe that this misconception exists? Here is my answer. Probably the worst misconception about psychoanalysis is that it has an authoritarian structure, with the analyst being the boss. And the analysand, the patient, in other words, being the subordinate. From the analyst's viewpoint, psychoanalysis is about understanding the patient on his own terms and maximizing the patient's ability to work with his personality to his maximal benefit. Psychoanalysis is not about foisting theories on people. It is about listening to the patient critically and making it clear to the patient what the patient is himself saying, always with the intention, and usually with the effect, of maximally empowering the patient. Psychoanalysis is the only branch of psychotherapy whose purpose is to give the patient maximal control over his own life and, therefore, maximal autonomy. And yet, precisely the opposite is alleged about psychoanalysis. This, I believe, is because we live in a culture of mass deception and, therefore, of mass self-deception, a culture of politically correct lies and politically driven animosities. The next question is from Patricia. What do you believe to be the ultimate goal of psychoanalysis? And how do you propose to reach it with the Freud Institute? Here's my answer. The ultimate goal of psychoanalysis is to allow a person to gratify all of his most primal urges in a way that is consistent with the demands of society and also with that person's values. There are two forces that prevent people from doing this for themselves. First, society tends to require people to be fake. Second, people tend to be narrow and rigid when it comes to seeing possible pathways for themselves. The Freud Institute addresses the first problem by ensuring that psychoanalytic sessions are contexts in which the patient can speak freely and be given authentic, as opposed to phony or politically driven, responses. And it addresses the second concern by seeing to it that the psychoanalysts on staff are experienced, intellectually gifted, and emotionally open. The next question is from Sidya. Does adversity make a person stronger? If so, under what conditions is adversity unbearable? And if not, what does make a person stronger? Here's my response. Adversity makes a person stronger, except when it is so extreme that the person, despite his best efforts, cannot possibly triumph over it. The next question is from Victoria, how would you respond to a new client who is unsure of what to talk about? Here's my answer. Simply let them speak freely. When they are unsure what to talk about, that is because there is a resistance to talking, and the way to get through that resistance is to let them speak in an unconstricted, undirected way. If they do that, the blocked ideas will bubble. Sorry, oh boy. If they do that, the blocked ideas will bubble to the surface. Analysis often begins with a patient who claims to draw a blank, but who, after a little prompting, cannot stop talking. Okay, so those are the most recent questions I've gotten from listeners, and I do encourage you to go ahead and visit the Freud Institute itself. So that's freudinstitute.com, and I look forward to seeing you soon.